Parshas Behar, Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe, Behar Sinai. During these weeks, we learn Pirkei Avos. It's brought down the Minig and the Ramah in the weeks between Pesach and Shavuos. Some go all the way till the end of the year to learn the Parakim of Pirkei Avos. Now, Pirkei Avos starts Moshe Kibel Torah Mehar Sinai. Well, it wasn't the Kabbalah Torah from Har Sinai. Vartanur says, Mimi Shenigla Elov B'Sinai. But there's a pshat that there's a connection between Moshe and Har Sinai. Moshe was zoiche to Kabbalah Satoira, to the one to be the Moshe HaTorah and the Makabal HaTorah from Kodesh Brichu. It's because of Anova, and that's connected to Sinai, that Sinai also was Anova. We know the Gemara says in Soita, and Afhei, it talks about that a person is supposed to be an Anova, and then it says a Talmud Chacham is supposed to have Shminis Shebeshminis. There's an interesting pshat from Rav Yaakov Emdin. Where did the Gemara get Shminis Shebeshminis? 164th, right? And it says the Marsha, but it says 164th is the amount of gaiva you're supposed to have. A Talmud Chacham should have that amount. Anything more than that, what's more than 164th? Not 165th, yeah, that's less. 163rd. That's gas. That's already gas, says the Marsha. But the Yaivit says, Yaakov Emdin, he says, because the Medrash says before that Har Tavar was a huge mountain, wanted to also be Mekabel the Torah on him. And Har Tavar was 64 times more than Har Sinai. It's Mavor, because Har Sinai was, it's Mavor in the Medrash, was 500 Amos, and Har Tavar was 32,000 Amos, which is 64 times more. And you see, the Torah wasn't given in an Amek. The Torah wasn't given on a Mishar, on a flat plain land, or on a valley. Yeah? It was given on a mountain. But how much? Klapi Har Tavar, 164th. And that's what it means, Moshe was Kibbal Torah Har Sinai in the Schus of the Anova, the same way Har Sinai was Anova. Now there's an interesting shtel. The Shinui of the Lashon of the Mishnah, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, and then it says Misoral Yahishua. So interesting, the Tosis Yontif says that this Shinui of Kibel and Mosar is because the truth is, Mosar means Yahishua got everything that Moshe gave him. But Moshe was only Kibel, because he didn't get everything, because Vatachsereyu Ma'at Me'elikim, Moshe Rabbeinu was only able to get 49 levels. The Shar Hanun was built the Efshari, even for Moshe Rabbeinu. Only B'yoyim Ptirosoi, on Har, Nevoi, Nun, Boy, on Yoyim Ptirosoi, because of Ptirosoi, he's able to reach Shara Nun. Told the Nats, he was only Kibel, but he was able to be totally Mosar to Yeshua. Me'idach Giso, in Reb Chaim Volozhin, in Ruach, that's the Tosfos Yontif Pshat. Reb Chaim Volozhin says, Punkvakert, Moshe, Kibel. Kibel is because Moshe Rabbeinu was a Spaklari Hamira, and that's why I have to say Kibel. But afterwards, Mosar to Yeshua, it's only the Darga of Mosar, and then Vayter Keseder, it says Mosar Musaru al Iskein v'Sufuhule. Interesting shot. Then later on, the next mission it says Shimon Atzadik Kibel Mehem. It suddenly goes back to Kibel. So there's another shot, and that would explain why there it switches back to Kibel. And again, we're telling is Mosar more, Kibel is more. Kibel is less because it Kibel is more. Mosar is because it was Kafalim Harkagigas. It wasn't totally Bishlamis. But after Shimon Atzadik is ready, after is by Baisheni, is after the Nes of Purim Hadu Kiblua. And then it's able to go back and be the Darga of Kibel. Now it's brought down, we said, the Torah brings it, and the Ramah brings that the Minig in Ashkenaz is to say, Pirkei Avos by Mincha, in these Chadoshim of Iyar. It's brought down in the Sefer, Mili de Avos, from Rabbi Yitzchak Volozhin, he says, because Davka, in this Chodesh, and I saw an interesting in the Oy of Yisrael, he says in the Goyish world it's called Chodesh Mei. Mei is Mem Yud. Mem Yud is 50. It's the days that we're counting to get the 50 to the Shahr, and it's the Etzim days that are people putting themselves into the Yonam of Refuah. The truth is in this form it says Iyar is Rosh Hashanah Ani Hashem Rafecha, and Davka there we're supposed to put our Koyches into Tikkun Hamidus also, and it's part of the process of preparing for Matan Torah, but it's also an Inyan of Tikkun Hamidus. The Memches Kinyonim of Torah, there's 49 days, you're supposed to do the Memches Kinyonim of Torah. There's also the Sfirois. And we know Bechlal, maybe we'll get to Lag Boimer also, the Hemshech we'll talk a little bit about. But the Bnei Yisachar writes, and many of us talk about this, that the Mem Tes Yomim of Sfira can Bechlal be broken down into Lev, Toiv. Lev is the first 32 days, and then Toiv, the last 17 days. And it's a Bezunder Rishlav when you get to that Darga, when you're ready for Lev, Toiv. And the Sfarim talk Bezunder about that a person has to work on Torah and Midos, and not even as two separate fronts. It goes to Zaman for a person to be able to be a Kli Kibul of Torah. It's not a Chochmah Umas Oilom. It's It's a eish shchayra leish levon. It's a davaruchni. And if Adam has to be b'shleimus tikkun amidus to be able to be makabel Torah. So a beautiful story. It brings together the nakuda of an edel nakuda of midos legabi limud haTorah. Interessante maisa, when Reb Isser Zalman Meltzer was nifter, so by the Nichum Avelim came in Reb Moshe Chevroini, my wife's grandfather, the Rashiv of Chevron. He was a nephew because Reb Moshe Chevroini was the edim of Reb Moshe Mordechai Epstein, and Reb Moshe Mordechai Epstein and Reb Isser Zalman were shvagers. They were both edims of Frank. It's a separate story. But anyways, Reb Moshe Chevroini came in and he started telling them his spilus that a few years earlier, Reb Isser Zalman came once to his house at 2 o'clock in the morning, banging on the door with a bomba kasha, and they spoke and learning the whole night on this kasha. And he was saying it bespilus about the smother and the ligging and learning. And the gabbai from Reb Isser Zalman went over to Reb Moshe and he told him, I want to tell you a story. When he came over to that night, it's because it was the day before they were putting the Evan Ozel into print. And he told his Rebbetzin, Dela Hinda, she was the one that actually wrote up the Chedushim. See, he didn't write clearly, and he wasn't able to. She wrote the Chedushim. It was his Chedushim, she wrote them. And he said, Dela Hinda, he says, I have a problem. Because in the Sefer Evan Ozel that it's going to print tomorrow, I have a shtickle from Aaron Koyen. He was another Chevron Rashi, another Adam of another nephew of his. And from Rav Chatzkel Sarna. From Rav Moshe, I don't have a shtickle. It's not going to be geschmack. So she said, go now, go read and learn. And go over to the night, go read and learn. And you'll get it will be the Sraf Geschmack. So there will be a Chiddush from Moshe Chevron Yechid. So he says, the mate, it was Asmod and learning. It was gore in the rosin of Midas Toivis for. Of Ayin Toiv. Yeah, Amaisa. Yeshtate, the Sugis of Shemitah, Sheish Shonim Tizra Sadecha. We know that in the Sheish Shonim, there's Maisris. And we know that in the Seder Advarim, the first, second, fourth, and fifth year, there's Maisar Rishon and Maisar Sheni. But in the third and sixth year, instead, there's Maisar Rishon and Maisar Oni. Maaser Rishon is all 6 years. Abba Sabaitzich, the third and sixth is Maaser Oni. The Meshech Chochma writes, there's a remez that in the Sheishas Yimei Bereishis, because about it, the Sheishas Yimei Bereishis and the Sheish Shonim is a microcosm of the same concept. In the Sheishas Yimei Bereishis, it says Kitoiv, it's Huchbal Kitoiv, Dafk on the third day and the sixth day. It's not a Bechinim, it's the remez. The third and sixth day is Huchbal Kitoiv, because that's the days, copy the years, that you're giving to the Oni. We know when the Chazanish came to Eretz Yisrael, he made a big trask about Bechlal, Mitzvahs, Atluyos, Ba'aretz, Trumas, and Maisers, and also but Shemitah, and all different Inyonim. And it was Ufraized because in the Yishuv originally it wasn't so poshet. There was 1 year, it was over 150 years ago, the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael was very, very bedachkes, and a lot of the Gedolim had an einfal, which Avada, the Gedolim are very against now, but then, because it was very bedachas, I'm not going to go into all the details, that there was a heter of Mechira, to sell the land, that was the most exciting. It's not, loy. Interesting. But that's, there was a Moshav in 1959, that's what the year came out, Shemitah, called Koimamis, it's still around, Fruma Moshav, and all the Moshavim around them weren't keeping Shemitah, and they were keeping Shemitah. Now there's a lot more Mudaot, a lot more of what? Knowledge, a lot more of
Awareness,
thank you. Awareness about it. But in 1959, in Kayumis, they were keeping Shemitah, nowhere else, was a very few places. And there was a Makas Arbe, a Geferlich Makas Arbe. And all the Moshavs, Mamash the Arbe, came and took away everything that was growing. And Kayumis Poshet, there was things that were growing, but Holofin with Heter, not Mechira, Het, things that were growing. And the Arab Pashat skipped over Kaimis. Moifis, Mamish, Shaloi Kaderach Ateva. And someone once asked his father, someone that was from a very, very non-religious kibbutz in that area, years later, that he was Chayzim B'tshuva, and he asked his father, he says, what did you guys think? It's a Maimar HaSinah, that was Moifis, what, you didn't chap on? He said, no, Leitzonis Achas, Doi Chaharbe Techachas. The Chever in the kibbutz says, look on those Chever, these Charedim, even the Arab doesn't want to go to them. And that's how they go Mezalzel on them. And that was a river. It was a river, the Maisa. I saw in the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Sefer, Emes L'Yaakov, he says a fascinating thing. He says that Ma'inyan Shemitah Tar Sinai, and Shemitah was an Indian of Kabbalah Satorah. He has a lot of rise to this, but his buildup is that we know that in those years, they didn't finish Leinen Kriyas HaTorah once every year. The process was the parashas were broken up different, and they finished every 3 years. So he wants to suggest, yes, they finished every 3 years, and then another 3 years. But in Shemitah, the Adam wasn't in the field. Shemitah, there was a much bigger ribuy of Torah. Shemitah, they did more. They learned more each week. Shemitah, they finished the cycle in 1 year. Every Shemitah, the cycle was taka, a one-year cycle. Shemitah was ribuy of Torah. Everyone left the Sodais, and there was ribuy of Torah. And then right after Shemitah, there was Hakel, a gevaldik asiyim of his chaskos, of limud Torah that there was, because the Olam had left the fields. Now, there's a lot of sugyas in Shemitah. Now, just to sum it up, there's a din that there's an isra void of karka, there's hefker, there's a sugyas svichin, there's a din of biur peiris, there's a din of hashematas ksofim, there's a lot of different sugyas in Shemitah. Now, just a basic nekuda. It says sod chalai sizra, that means there's a lot of the rice, and that will 39 malachas, yeah, on Shemitah. Certain malachas in the soda, zri avad, there's a pasuk, first, there's obvious, there's told us maybe, but there's sod chalai sizra. There's also a mitzvah's essay, vishav saharetz. Harisha doesn't have a lav. Harisha doesn't say like sachash, but it's an iser essay. Like most tanoim, and the way it comes out, it's the raisa, but it's an iser essay. Klar is the minchas chinuch. What about noshim? Noshim avada amuzher on the lav of loisizra, avada, and noshim avada since they're muzhar on the lav of loisizra, avada they have also the essay by zriya, but yesh lodin by harisha. Harisha is a mitzvah essay. Do they have the mitzvah essay? Mechas Chinuch goes l'shitasi by a few different mitzvahs essays that a mitzvahs essay that's not mutl on your guf doesn't have the p'tur of zman groma. As I pass this, it would be a mitzvahs essay shazman groma. So he's clarifying about it, but I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Derech Emuna in his Mishneh Berurah sort of on the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah on Gan Sefer's Rhyme. The Derech Emuna, the beginning of Shemitah, he brings this Mechas Chinuch, but he says you don't have to clarify only l'gabei Harisha. You can clarify in general l'gabei a lot of different Shemitah-related topics. Does it apply? Hashematas Ksofen, Prusbel, all these things. Applies by Noshim also. This that you have to be mafkir, the Paris and the Soda. So he goes through it. One of his rayas is, again, Chaim from the Kalter Kula, Kedushin Dafnun Beis, there's a sugya, Maisa B'chamesh Noshim, Velikit Echad Kalkola Shel Paris, and she was Makadashir, and the problem was it was Paris Shvias. Kitzer is before that, the din of Hefker is Avada by Noshim also. And then he goes on, in the end, he comes out that Avada Noshim are Muzer and all in Yonam Shemitah. Now the pasuk says, "Lochem la'ochlo." Pasuk says, describing the sada, "The hoyse Shabbos aretz lochem la'ochlo." I mean, you can eat the things that grow. You can eat. You can't do schayer with it. You can eat it. There's Yerushalmi sign Shabbos and sign Pesachim again. Yerushalmi declares, "Ma'u lotzeis b'yayin shal shvi'es." Kipshut is talking about dalat kaisis. Maybe Kiddush Pashtas is talking about dalat kaisis. Could you be yaitzah with yayin of shvius? And then I say, Caitlin, with the Yerushalmi are handling, what would be the issue? Why shouldn't he be able to use peir shvius? Carbon Eida, Afanarth, he says, it's not lochem. And it's a pella. Shvius is not lochem. You can't use esrik shal shvius. Adrabba. Lochem lochla. It is lochem. Dor Sameach has an einfall. He says that since there's a din that yayin from this peirish shvius, you're not allowed to be soyrif, you're not allowed to be menasach on the mizbeach. It's not yayin haroyel menasach agavi mizbeach. The Rishash tries to say b'doichik. Maybe it's going the Rishash and then the Pesachim. Maybe it's als meshumer. It's going in okimta that you did things with it, but it's not so pashut. What does the Yerushalmi mean? I saw an interesting chiddush to kipshat. Maybe it's als einos and mitzvahs chavilas. Because since it's a mitzvah to eat peirish shvius, so maybe to use the wine of peirish shvius for a mitzvah of dalat kaisis, maybe it would be oisin mitzvahs chavilas. Now the pasuk says, "V'yishavtem al aretz levetach." We know Chazal say that the schus of living in Eretz Yisrael for the hundreds of years that Klal Yisrael lived till Churban Bayis Rishon was in the schus of keeping Shemitah and Yovel. It's mefurish in Chazal. It's come out mefurish in the Pesukim. There's a beautiful remez from Reb David Feinstein. He has gevaldiker remozim balaturim style. His own though, a keseder on all the parshas. He says, "Lovetach is gematria 49." You know what the insurance policy is to be able to be for another 49 years? Keep Shemitah and Yovel, and then Lovetach. That gives you another 49-year Havtocha to be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Lovetach, Gematria 49. Actually, Betach, the Balaturim says, well, Betach is Gematria 19, yeah, but Betach in Atbash is Gematria 410. That's how long the first place to make this lasted. So that's the Balaturim. That's also a remez that the Shemitah and the Yovel keep us till what's called. Now, you're supposed to keep Shemitah every 7 years, and then Yovel is every 50th year. Steht in Zohar that the ultimate Yovel, that everyone goes out free, the Eved goes out free, the ultimate Yovel, the 50th Yovel, is Yetzias Mitzrayim. The year that Yetzias Mitzrayim from Bria Sa'olam was the 50th Yovel. Vachamushim, Olu B'nei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. It was the 50th Yovel. Now, of course, not such a complicated calculation. 50 Yovels is 2,500 years. Yetzias Mitzrayim was in the year 2,448. Oof. There's a Rizag Pshat from Rav Meir Shapiro in his Sefer, Tshuvas Or HaMeir. There's a Machlokes Tanoim. If Yovel is every 50th year, or actually Yovel is every 49th year, because it's Machlokes Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, Sugya and Erechim, other places, that the year of Yovel is also year number one of the next cycle, in which case Yovel is every 49 years, and then Kemat, it works out, so by a year or two, to punkt. 50 Yovelis was, from the beginning of Bria Sa'olam, is the year of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He adds, Rameir Shapiro, by the Sneh, the Pasuk says, Vayar Hashem Kisor Lerois. Sor, 260. We know the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim from the Kaish Yashibit after 200 and, well, not from Kaish Yashibit, the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim from when they went down, 210 years. Kisor Lerois, there's a remez, the Maestro Rabbeinu was hinting by the Sneh, maybe they shouldn't go out yet. Maybe they should go out after 260 years. Why 260 years? So the truth is, the Sfarim say 210 is gematria of the Shem Ehya 10 times, and 260 is gematria Yud Kei Vavkei 10 times. And that was the Vikuach, whether they're supposed to go out after 10 Havayas or after 10 times the other Shem. But says Rameh Shapiro, no. 260 is because maybe we pass in like the other Shita, that Yovel is every 50 years, and then the ultimate Yovel is not supposed to be till 260 years, because only then will you get. Continues Rameh Shapiro, Rizag Einfeld. Moshe Rabbeinu lived for 120 years. Now, how many Yovels, how many 50 year Yovels is in the entire Bria? From Tchilas HaBria till 6,000 years, the world is going to be for 6,000 years. From Tchilas HaBria till 6,000, if this every 50 years is Yovel, 120. Moshe Rabbeinu is the microcosm of the whole world. He lives 120 years. He learns up in the Medrash where Moshe Rabbeinu was being mitvakeach with Kutcha Brichu that he wants to live a little bit more. He wanted to live more based on maybe the other day that we hold that Yovel is 49 years, then he should live another 2 years because that's the amount of Yovels that is going to be according to that. Now, there is an interesting chiddush in the Yerushalmi. We explain that Yovel is either every 50th year, or we said it's every 49 years because the Yovel year is year number one of the next cycle. But there's a third sheet. The way the Yerushalmi learns sheet is Rabbi Yehuda, a very mechudishtik oifen. It's two separate cycles. Every 7 years is Shemitah. Year 49 is Shemitah, and the next Shemitah is going to be year 56. I mean, if you hold Yovel as a separate thing, then the next Shemitah is 57. But no, Shemitahs are going in cycle of seven. Seven, no, nothing stopping it. Separately, every 50th year is Yovel. Which means Yovel doesn't always come out the year after Shemitah. Every 350 years, Yovel is Shemitah. It's two separate Cheshbonos. Every 7 years is Shemitah. Every 50 years is Yovel. You can have a lot of times the Yovel before Shemitah. And with this, the Meshech Chochma says in Einfeld to answer up the Yerushalmi that by Eved Ivri, when he goes out after 6 years, there's a Havamina in the Yerushalmi, in a different Yerushalmi Kedushin, that an Eved Ivri goes out by Shemitah. Shei Shonim Yavoy, that he goes out by Shemitah. And the Pell is, how could you have a Havamina and Eved goes out by Shemitah? If an Eved would go out by Shemitah, then how do you ever have the case that an Eved goes out by Yovel? He already went out by Shemitah. And the answer is no, Yovel came before Shemitah. The Yerushalmi Lashitasa, Yovel and Shemitah, no Shaykh is one to the other. Every 50 years is Yovel, every 7 years is Shemitah. A little bit of a cheshbon. Now the Pasuk says, V'chisoymru manoichal b'shona hashviyis. And Hashem promises the bracha. In the Sifurno, and the Malbim, and various other mepharshim, they explain in Moirat Kazakh, that this idea that the Yid starts krechzing, what's going to be, and Hashem says, don't worry, I'll give you a bracha, that's not the highest madrega. The highest madrega is, you don't even ask questions. You don't even ask questions, b'chlal. And then the bracha is going to be even on a higher level. You won't even need the riboy hamaychel. You'll survive without it. You'll be on a higher realm of ruchnis. The less breira, if it's with a krech, that you ask questions, Hashem said, okay, I can fragen, but then I'm going to give you the tzivisiyas habracha. But there's a higher madrega. There's a higher madrega of not asking bechlal. Other achrenim on fakert. You're supposed to ask. It's not time to put your head in the sand and not to ask and understand the amun. Although there's a more simple pshat. If you look at the pasuk, v'chisayim manoichal, the pasuk is mamash set in between when a person's paid a sada that's supposed to go out by Yovel, and it's kefi roiv hashonim, kefi miyat hashonim. So it's pasuk the shail of mominus. The lekeach says, v'chitoymar, he says, there's another 20 years till Yovel. Hello, but there's three shemitas in there. That shouldn't be into the cheshdin of the amount of produce that you're going to make in the field that I should count that how much it's worth. You don't work in shemitah. And the answer is, in the Cheshbon of Mekach HaMemka, no. B-T-B-C, that's Berchosi. State the Hemshech, the Parsha, the Isra of Ribbis. Klal Yisrael, those that are doing Daf Yomi and not various other programs, are learned recently Ezu Neshech. Al Tikech Me'itoi Neshech V'Tarbis. You know, in the Sfarim it says that, you know, the Mishnah says in the Pirkei Avos, back to Pirkei Avos, Al Tavid Al Menas L'Kabel Pras, right? Al Tikech Me'enu Neshech V'Tarbis. Don't be Oyv and Hashem Al Menas L'Kabel Pras V'Tarbis. But Avad literally means that there's a lot of taking ribbis from a Yid. Toysis in Ezu Neshech brings B'Shem Atargim Yerushalmi, that a person that is malva beribis is to such an extent going to be nenash, he won't even become fetrias hamesim. It's brought down, there's a famous story, that there was a certain person who was malva, a lot of people beribis, and the oil was upset with him, and by the Chevra Kadisha, when they buried him, they charged them a hoin rav. They weren't going to ask him to bury him until they got from the family all the money back, and the family went to complain to the Shultonis, to the Austrian Empire, they went to complain to the emperor, and they called Rabbi Kveger, my high. So Rabbi Kveger said, usually the Chevra Kadisha price is a rental fee. But Taisa says that this is for long term. It's long term storage. It's not the same price. It was not Nochadaitai. But there's a Maisa with the Samar Rebbe. Someone once asked him, how come it's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch this idea, in Hilchas Ribbis? Ribbis is in Yoredeya. It should be brought down this idea that a person is malva beribis won't even become tchias hamesim. A lot of times the Shulchan Aruch says dover's a chomer ma'oy, tzarech lizor ma'oy. It should say in Shulchan Aruch. So the Samar Rebbe was mafter him, as I said, stay in shach. It's not in the machaber, but it's in the shach. The guy went through all the shach the other day, and it's not in the shach. The Samar Rebbe meant that the shach, when he printed his sefer, he wrote a poem. For every stanza in the poem, it's going on a different section of the halachas. Malva v'loive, toin v'nitin, in Yerodei also, ribis, and actually, since the Shach printed his sefer in the year Tuf Zion, and every stanza, the last three words of the stanza is Gematria Tuf Zion, and the stanza that's going on Halva Bariba says Yimet Mal V'Hoinoi B'Neshech Mamoine Meid Hu B'Zdoini Shekayf B'Zdoini La Yokatz Imanu. That's the Shach that brings down that he won't have Tchias HaMesim. Now by Ribis, it says the Gemara Darshins V'Chei Achicha Imach. The Gemara darshan is that you're allowed to take the ribbis back. Even if you paid ribbis, if it was ribbis katsutza, it's yoitza bidayonim. You can go, mi'ikra thini was a lot of money. It's awesome. But what made you mechuyah mechlal to give it? Because it's a katsutza of schiris. The same way you can rent a bicycle or a computer or whatever you rent, so you give back the thing you rented, plus you pay the rental fee. So why can't you rent money? Money is different. It's a ribbis. But that's what would be the gather of the hischaivus of ribbis. It's a haskara of the moment. And you pay it, but you're over a lav, the loiva, the malva, everyone's over a lav. And then the din is that you can be mighty at the dayanim, you can tayvei it back, because we don't have the chayachichimach. The Gemara there brings, though, very interesting, the Gemara brings that there's a machlaikis if it's ribbis ksutsa yaitse bedayanim. The Gemara brings there's another mandim that says no, it's not yaitse bedayanim. So what do we darshan from the chayachichimach? The Gemara says, famous Gemara, mushel, not mushel, shnaim hayim halchim bederach. There's two people in the midbar, in the middle of nowhere. And they only have one ketan of mayim, and there's no way for the next hours, days, that they're not going to have anything. There's one ketan of mayim left that belongs to one of them. The matzav is such, I don't know who proved it with a doctor this, but the matzav is such that if they both drink, chetzi-chetzi, they'll both die. If one of them drinks, all the water, he'll survive, the other one won't. Darash ben Petura, says the Gemara, mutov sheyishtu shtehen v'yamusu al yira echad mehem b'misas chaveri. They should both drink. I mean, don't pour water on the floor, but they should both drink and both die. Achabar Rabbi Kiva. Achabar Rabbi Kiva, v'limeid, v'chei achicha imoch. Yeah, imoch, but not without you. Chayecha koidman. Chayecha koidman, Rabbi Kiva darshan chayecha koidman. Now, I had a shayla. The Gemara's case is that if they drink it chetzi, let's say Reuven owns the water. There's Reuven and Shimon, Reuven owns the water. It's his water. If they both drink, I mean, if there's enough for both, he should forgive the other guy half, yeah? The mitzvah the Gemara handles is that if they both drink, they'll both die. If one of them drinks, he'll survive. And that was the bikurach. Rabbi Kiva says, drink. Take it all for yourself. And then Petura said, no, chetzi, let them both die. But I had a shayla. Let's say the mitzvah would be that if they would both drink, Shimon would survive. Lama, kacha. Shimon is more well-built. He already, prior, before the sudden situation happened, had drunk already. Whatever the issue is, the matzav of if they drink chetzi, Shimon will survive, Reuven won't. If Reuven would drink the whole thing, He will survive. Here it's not valid of a mois chaveira. Even a shar for a shayla. Let's say Reuven, even if he drinks the whole thing, he's not going to survive. But if Shimon will drink the whole thing, he'll survive. Chetzi chetzi, neither will survive. Does Reuven have to give Shimon the water? Now there's another cheshbon of chayisho also. But do you reckon chayisho b'chlav klapi chayi? Chayolim, what if one of them 119 years old, the other one's 26? I don't know. But I'm setting up the situation. The Gemara's hamodus dvarim is when it was chetzi chetzi, both died. And one will survive. What if the other one will survive? I can put him, that's the vikuach. And a vikiva dashman from the chayichimach. There's a bavusta maram shif. Afanor, and Bob Metzi over there, Maram Shif has a kasha. The Gemara Darshan, Rabbi Kiva Shita was, V'chei Achicha Imach, meaning only with you. If you're going to die anyways, then I'm going to save yourself. It's a stira mamish to the Gemara in Kedushin, that if an Eved Ivri, if the Adoin only has what it says, Kitoi V'loi Imach, and if the Adoin only has one car, right? Let's say you need to go somewhere with the car, and the Adoin wants to go one place, and the Eved, no, it actually means a pillow, but it could be a car also. I mean, if the other wants to use the car and the Eved wants to use the car, the other has to forgive it to the Eved. Halaydovaru. And the Gemara is darshing it from the same drasha. Imach farginiene. Mamashapella. Here we have water. They don't have not enough water for both. Here we have a pillow. Not pillow for both. And the same drasha, imach, by the water, imach. Take it for yourself. And over there, imach. Give it to him. A pella. Mamashif says, for terutzim. If the teretz is over there, you want imach is that you should give him the water? Okay, and then what is he supposed to do with it? Give you the water. And it doesn't end, then no. But by here, it's an Eved and an Adoin. The Adoin doesn't have a chiv. The Eved doesn't have a chiv to the Adoin. He has another teretz. That over here, there's a mitzvah l'hachiyas atzmai. By the car, there's no mitzvah l'hachiyas atzmai. Then he says a chiddush, another teretz, a chiddush ladina. He says kar echad, it doesn't mean totally for the Eved. One day, it means to split it. Chiddush doesn't mean if I get him the car totally. One day you get the car, one day you get the car. By mine, you can't do that. Yeah, there's another teretz, cheshbon and pshat, that the pasuk always mechadish fakert what you would have thought. So by Eved, you would have thought he doesn't have to give it to the other, and the pasuk's mechadish that you do have to. And they're fakert, but it doesn't answer my high. What is the other three teretzim explained why car was different than mine? It needs work. V'chishav im kainehu, it says. When you're working out to make the pidyon, v'chishav im kainehu. The Sfarim say over here, a person has to make a cheshbin. A person has to make a cheshbin with koinoi. You have to realize, shivishi Hashem, l'negdi somed, the Ramah brings it, erish the sif and shulchan aruch. A person has to realize, the b'shefer is looking at everything he does. The first sif and shulchan aruch, a person will say, I'm going to keep shulchan aruch. The first sif and shulchan aruch. He brings shivisi. I was by Rabbi Gamil Rabinovich this week. He said, I'm worried exactly. He says, in America, a lot of people is very, he said, into him. He says, he tells them they want to take pictures, all these pictures. So he says, yeah, no problem, I take pictures. Yeah, with the cameras, yeah, film. Yeah. Taking pictures. He says, I was also wissen. The Bashefer also is taking pictures. And the Bashefer is taking pictures when you don't want him to be taking pictures. And he takes pictures on Shabbos also. He's taking pictures, the whole time he's taking pictures. Also wissen. The Chishav in Kodei. Moitz Shabbos is going to be Lag Boimer. And it's actually an interesting Shaila. Some people are not sure if you're supposed to say Boimer or Loimer. No one calls it Lag Loimer. So that's a Raya L'chayr to the Bo mix. But on the other hand, Fakert. Maybe we say Bo because you're really supposed to say Lo, so we want to say Bo, so it shouldn't be considered that it's 2 minutes before Shkia. And you say today is going to be, tonight is going to be Lag Boimer, so you say it the wrong way. Also, the Ramah is the minigis to say Ba and Chach on his yard side. Maybe we should do like his Shita. But Bechlal, there's a Shaila. Are you Yoitza, Sphere Soimer, when you say Aleph, Beis, Yud Ches, Lag? Or only if you actually say Echod, Shtayim, Esrim Vishesh, Shloshim Visheva? So again, people do say Lag Boimer, maybe Faker. That's what we can just say Lag, because maybe not Yoitza until you actually say a number. Halacha Lamais, if you actually said already, if someone asks you when it's the 12th, and he asks you what's tonight, and you didn't say yesterday was, you said Yud Beis. Can you still make a bracha? Is saying a number, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, count. This Shaila is negay in a lot of places. In Meister Behema, there's actually a Mishnah in Bechoiris that describes how you count the Kvasim, and there's actually a stira between the Gemara, and the Mishnais and the Gemara. And in Mishnais, like Yochanan Abayi is Mishnais. And one of them it says, Echad, Shtayim, Shalosh. Another one says Aleph Beis Gimel. But there's a famous word from the Rogatchev. He says, over there by Maisa Behema, you're just counting to know to get to the 10. It's not like each number counts to something. You just need Zeichat Timsa. It's a mispar just to get to the Cheshbon Sofi. So then Aleph Beis Gimel works. But the Mashal by the Zrikas on Yom Kippur, Achas V'Shtayim. You can't say Aleph Beis over there. Over there it's Achas, Shtayim. Every Zrikas, one Hazoyas Ma'akev, 43 Hazoyas. Every one is Ma'akev. By Sphira Avada, it's everyone, make your days count. Lag BaOmer though specifically has to do with Rav Shimon ben Yochai. I'm not exactly sure if it's Yom Simchas Rav Shimon ben Yochai or Yom Smicha that he gave Smicha or he got Smicha, or what exactly happened with Rav Shimon ben Yochai specifically on Lag BaOmer. We also know that there's a minhag of Avelus from the times of the Gaonim during the Yemei Sfira, and we suddenly stop let many minhagim by Lag BaOmer. What exactly happened? If all the Talmidim were nifter, what's the grace of Simcha? Maybe it's the five Talmidim that came afterwards, but Lag BaOmer specifically is Yoim Nistar from Soid, from Shimon ben Yochai. The Shulchan Aruch brings, we spoke last week about Atbash, that there are Ramazim about how the days of the calendar work, that the first day of Pesach is always the same day of the week as Tisha B'Av, and Beis is Shavuos, and there's a similar. The Mechaber in that same Simon over there in Hilchos Shulchan, she says, Peleg. Peleg is that Purim and Lag BaOmer are always the same day, exactly 9 weeks apart. Yes, they are. Purim is always exactly 9 weeks before Lag BaOmer. And that's another remez. And it's interesting because the Gemara by Purim says that Purim is Yud Aleph Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yud Aleph is Vav. And then the Gemara says maybe Shitzar V'Shivzar, maybe also the 16th and the 17th of Adar should be Purim. And the Gemara says no, V'lo Yavar. So there's a remez, the 16th and the 17th not, but the 18th? Yud Ches Iyar. Yeah, that's yet the Chin of Purim. 16 and 17 is 33. And on Purim, it's Achdus of Mishloach Manas Ishlo'yehu, and Lag BaOmer is the union of Achdus of Ahavta L'Rayecha Kamoicha. Both are very hidden days. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is Gematria of Ahibim Echashverish. I'm not saying that Shimon Bar Yochai is Gematria Shabbos, that's 702, and that's about the big inyonim, that Shimon Bar Yochai is Gematria 702, the Chinah of Shabbos. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is Gematria of Ahibim Echashverish, and that's a connection to Purim. Now, the B'nai Sosso explains that there's a certain stage when you're coming to Lag BaOmer. First of all, it's Gal, Einai, the Abitin of Flesh with Harasecha. Soid is a third, and we mentioned earlier, I just want to be marked on it, this Nakuda. We're working on Tikkun Amidus, this Lev Toiv, this first 32 days, which is the Lamed Beis Nesivas HaChochman, there's Lamed Beis, and then there's another stage of Toiv. But it's interesting, the Gemara talks about the different Talmidim of Rabbi Yechon and Zaki and Pirkei Yovis. One of them said Ayin Toiv, one said Chavar Toiv, Rabbi Lezer says Lev Toiv. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer Ben Aruch's Pshat of Lev Toiv is the most. Now, earlier in the Mishnah, it said that each one had a different midah, a different tchuna, and Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, who said Lev Toiv, was a Mayan Hamasgaber. This forum explained that this is connected. Every person is a Mayan Hamasgaber. Inside of you, there's a Mayan Hamasgaber. It could be that there's a Lev Even, there's something blocking, there's something verstopped. But when a person works on the tikkun of the midah and he goes and he becomes Lev Toiv, at the darga of Lev Toiv, that can affect that he'll be able to become a Mayan Hamasgaber. And that's why this forum explained that, especially at that stage of Lag BaOmer, you can go into a higher level of Hitkadmut towards getting ready for Matan Torah. Speak out, a lot of forum that talk about the Inyanim of Lag BaOmer, Shem Ben Yochai. Speak out a Shtikel Rab Kveger, talks about Sugya. In Gilyan Ashas, there's a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Hei. Omar Chizkiah, Omar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Yishum Rav Shim Ben Yochai. Yochal ani lifter es kol ha'olam kulay min ha'din. Miyoyim shen of Reisi Adata. I could patter the whole world from din. Vil mole Eliezer b'ni. If Eliezer, my son, will be with me, then miyoyim shen ivro olam ad achshav. What's the types that Rav Shimon Ben Yochai and his son Rav Eliezer could be patter the olam? How are they part of the oilam? Zokr b'kveger and Gilyan Ashas over there in Sukkah. Memhei, someone got up to Memhei already. Sukkah Memhei. Rabbi Kveger says, I in Ovester of Nosson Perak Tezayin. Voshtev in Ovester of Nosson over there. Reb Shimon ben Yechoy Oimer. Rabbi Kveger is saying, that's pshat, how Reb Shimon ben Yechoy is pattering the oilam. Mikan she'en Yisrael royim p'nei Gehenim lo'oilam. Mosh le'mosh 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 le' ziburis to a person. And he told him, go prepare the field. And the person worked hard. He did all kinds of things. Oh, but the Yavul was shvach amaisis. And the Melech is upset. But they tell him, Adonai Melech, you know, you have to chap. What kind of schayr you gave us? It depends. It depends what you gave us. They say, so Pshim Ben Yichai is the one that's melech, that he tells the Beshefer that, you know, they're doing the best. This is our attitude in Chinuch, you know, they're doing the best. It's 2024, you have to know how to relate to the dar. This is Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. Rav Shimon Ben Yochai is the one that said, yeah, the Bashefer, this is the schar you're giving us, and they're doing the best. Don't knock it, there's something coming. And that's what it means, Yochal and Iftar Oilam and Adin. It's Mavur that when did this darga, this meet happen to Rav Shimon Ben Yochai? Not after the 12 years. After the 12 years in the Ma'ara, he came out, Chor v'gemach tevelt. And God said, everyone was looking, he's burning it. He went another year. And that 13th year, it's Andersteigen. He was preparing himself to come back. Yochal and Lifter is called Oilam. So Kedai Rav Shimon, this is Mechala B'Shasabchak.